One take the straight rock. No cut, baby. Know what I mean? Everybody got a podcast. Everybody got a podcast. Everybody got a podcast. Man, everybody got a dumb. Like, what the fuck are they on? We leaving them days by the 7. A two part of you to get strong. If she with me, then she sucking. Bitch gon' blow like a bomb.
Good morning, good afternoon, good night. You heard me? We back. Everybody got a podcast, man. Live from Dom Script, aka the Mixed Law. We got a guest coming in here today, y'all. We're gonna be talking about a film that I've been working on, and I've been excited to share things with y'all. Off of that, so I guess this is gonna be pardon me, one of my first interviews talking about the film. If y'all seen like the little video clips I post on IG from like the last day of shooting, you seen me talk to this guy before. You seen me post some of his financial videos on my story before if you follow the social media. At Everybody Got a Podcast _ I think there's _ in there. If it's not, just type in the name, man. This shit long enough, it'll pop up. But also I got my dog in here, man. Jamal, yo, bro, you, I gotta come up with like a crafty nickname for you, cause like, huh?
Do you?
I don't know, but like I would like to, just because it's like saying your name is like, damn, I'm telling niggas where you be at. Or but like, I could say your company, like Blueprint Images. And that's kind of like a promo. I think I could do that, right? Yeah. I think I'm gonna do that. Just run with that. But that shit's kind of long-winded. You know what I mean? Like, but I think I'm gonna do that. That's more formal. That's way more formal than professional. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? But yeah, dog. What have I been up to? I ain't been up to nothing. Oh, what up, brother? How you, man? Welcome, welcome. Pleasure to have you. Everybody Got a Podcast, man.
Thank you, brother. Appreciate it.
Nah, no problem. Wait a minute. You done changed your braids up? I'm not going to lie to you, bro. I thought you can only do the straight back. So. Nah. Yeah, man. Let me... Go ahead and pop a squat, brother. Yeah, man. You good to get out, bro. It's all... Oh, yeah. My bad. Nah. He just looked uncomfortable by the door. So, you know what I mean? It's like, nah, you're not trapped, bro. You straight. But, yeah, man. Welcome to have you, brother.
Thank you, bro. Appreciate it.
Thank you for showing up.
This is a dope setup. I like it.
Hey, you got to thank the people at the Mixed Loft, man. They did everything. I came down here and asked the prices, and they told me some prices I like. Well, I can manage, so.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So shout out to Mike and everybody at the Mixed Loft. Shout out to the engineer getting us right. What's your name, big dog?
Sean, man.
Sean? Yeah, I work with you a lot, so I think it's only right I can be able to call you by your name. So.
Well, you know, it's always been my pleasure to host you guys here at the Mixed Loft, and you know, you guys do us right, too. So.
I appreciate you, brother. Yeah. Thank you.
Right. Get out of your hairs.
Yeah, I appreciate you. But yeah, man, what up, Jay, man?
What's the word, bro? How you feeling?
I'm tired, truthfully. I'm not gonna lie to you. But, so... Let's jump right into it, brother. We're going to take the serious stuff and, like, move it down a smidge. We're going to talk film, if you don't mind.
Yeah.
So, you my castmate in All Love that should be dropping this summer. I know I briefly touched on it on the video with you. How was that experience for you, bro?
Yo, that experience was super dope, bro. You know what I mean? It was just one of those, am I speaking into this mic right here?
Yeah. But it's going to pick up.
But it's going to pick up. So basically, it was a great experience. You know what I mean? It was something that, you know, I've done like some acting in the past, mm-hmm. But then, you know, I kind of like fell away from it, but I was still, you know, I love to just, you know, get in front of camera, talk, you know, create.
Yeah.
And, yeah, and I just so happened I got the part, and you know, the cast was phenomenal, the production was fly, you know, and they did a real good job of just being professional, man. You know what I'm saying? And sometimes it's just really being on set and everybody knowing their lines and not wasting time and just getting through.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So they really did a good job with that, bro.
Thanks,
you know?
Thanks. Shout out to Chuck, man.
Yeah.
Shout out to Chuck and them boys, man.
Yeah.
Did you have a favorite part that you liked shooting?
Because
I'm not sure if I've seen all the scenes yet.
The part that I liked shooting was... Yeah, there was a few parts. The club scene was kind of ill, even though like my character was getting he was getting dissed all around, you know what I mean? But then the club scene was ill. The scene where we when we was in the loft, yeah. The loft in that spot in that building, that was pretty cool. Elevator scenes was pretty dope, you know.
You got elevator scenes.
Yeah, yo, and then yo, this is last scene. It's like I can't even call it, man, but it's like it's one of those like that's when I turned.
Yeah.
I turned, whoa.
Yeah, bro, you know that shit blew my mind. Seeing your character from what I knew of him, I'm like, wait a second, what?
Yo.
Wait a minute. And then like I seen some of the pictures y'all took. You and George,
yeah,
bro. There's a picture that y'all took.
Yeah.
That I was just on the side watching. Bro, that shit's gonna come out so clean.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, that shit's gonna. There's a picture that y'all took, bro, which you was like, I'm not sure if you're behind him or stand with the. Yo, bro, that shit came out. I don't know. Yeah. I'm not the photographer, but yeah. I'm like, that shit.
He was looking
out.
At it. Yeah, he was like, that's like, a clean shot.
Yeah. And it don't look like y'all did it on purpose. Matter of fact, you didn't say nothing to him. He didn't say nothing to you. I think y'all just, the way y'all was standing, like, naturally, I'm like, yo, that shit's going to be tough. That shit's going to be tough.
Yeah, you know what I like? I like how they're marketing it. You know what I'm saying? How they drop in the little segments.
Yeah.
I like that. You know what I mean? And it's super dope, bro. You know? Tough. I like your character, too, bro. Y'all bullies, though. You know?
Honestly, bro, I played a cop before, so to be on this side of the gun, you know what I mean? It's kind of like relaxing, you know what I mean? Cause it's like, all right, word, I can be a little edgy. I could like, if there's outside scenes, I could bring a blunt and it's like, oh, man, he's being true to the character, you know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Where it's like, I can quote unquote let my hair down, I'm not a clean cut person by no stretch of the imagination. So like being a street person or whatever the case is, it's like, all right. So whatever parts of me aren't necessarily corporate or too buttoned up, I can literally just put it on screen.
Yeah,
and it's you know what I mean?
Be natural.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I feel you on that, bro.
Yeah. So
I definitely.
But other than that, man, let's get to why we here. Let's talk turkey. Let's talk chicken, man.
Yeah.
So I noticed you have a podcast too?
I do.
And that's based on what exactly?
So our podcast, our show is really focused on, you know, every decision that we make either leads towards financial failure or financial success, you know? And, you know, it just started off as just like, just my life, you know what I mean? And certain L's that I took and just maneuvering around and learning. And, you know, I thought, why not document it, you know? And when you're shooting when you're doing a podcast, when you're doing a show, it's kind of like, you know, just like, and it's kind of like, man, you know what? Like, instead of doing something destructive, let me just go create something. You know what I'm saying? Create something off my experience. You know what I mean? And hopefully it helps somebody out, you know?
Man, and what I learned in, like, my own quest for, like, I don't want to say financial freedom. I guess I can't say financial freedom. That is financial freedom. It is. Financial literacy. The main thing I learned is that our community, and I say that Black urbanites, whatever you want to call it, we don't have anybody that, like, give us that game.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, there's nobody that looks like you that's like, oh, yeah, well, this is what you got to do if you want to move into home ownership.
Right.
This is what you have to do if you want your money to work for you.
Right.
Versus we got a million people coming through our speakers every day telling us how to spend money, throw money, burn money. There's nobody coming through our speakers telling us how to grow money with money.
Right. Yeah. Well, you got to look at it too, bro, right? The way that we grew up on hip hop, right? Yeah. And hip hop was, you know, telling us to, you know, burn our money fast. You know what I mean? They ain't telling us to save. At they ain't all. Telling us to, yo, we better get some type of income protection. Right. You know what I mean? We better learn about the rule of 72. Exactly. They're not telling us that, bro. They're there to really, like, let's tell us negative stuff. You know what I mean? Blow our money fast. Go to the clubs. Get some money on, like, on drinks. Pop a bottle. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, you ever popped a bottle in the club, bro? Like,
I've spent too much. I've spent $300 on a fucking $75 bottle. Absolutely. Right.
And that's the worst feeling, bro. Yeah. Like, even if you have it, you'd be like, yo, I just spent $300 on a bottle that I can get from the store for, like, less than what I just paid for it, man. You know what I mean? And sometimes you'd be like, yo, they got me. You know, they got
sometimes
me.
Sometimes you feel
like they most got of you. The time they got you. Yeah. You know what I mean?
You wake up the next day like, wow.
Yeah. And then they come out with the bottle girls with the lights, you know what I mean? Just for you to feel just great about that moment. And then you're not realizing, like, damn, yo, if I had put that into, like, my Roth IRA. Or if I had
you done took yourself off of your own plans by having fun.
Yeah, man. You know what I mean? And that's the detriment of a lot of the music that we grew up on. You know what I mean? A lot of those music is like it doesn't help elevate you, bro. You know? It doesn't help elevate even now. You know what I'm saying? Like look at I was hearing about this beef that's going on with Drake, Rick Ross, Future. Who else? Kendrick. Yeah, and it's like, bro, like, that shit is so low vibrational, dog. Like, to me, you know what I'm saying? Like,
typically, you're right. But I honestly think with this one, it's more like, this rap beef is centered more so around, like, lyrics. I think there's certain elements of it that's centered around, like, tomfoolery. But it's not, like, the worst tomfoolery. I think Drake and them fell out over a woman and all that other stuff. But that wouldn't get too violent. So this one, I don't mind. It's more so lyrical. I don't like it because the content is like, damn.
Yeah.
I'd more so rather a violent rap beef than a serious. I don't want to hear about grown 40-year-old niggas rapping at each other. But I use that to say, like, as time goes on, bro, like, hip-hop's not going nowhere.
Nah.
You know what I mean? Hip hop's not going anywhere at all.
Yeah.
So I feel like, especially like for 90s babies, we the first generation that was like real deal raised off that shit. Like,
right.
Bro, I know Snoop Dogg longer than I've known my real family member. Something.
Right,
so,
right. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah.
So I say that to say, like, with what you do with, like, talking about finances and things like that, we need to highlight that to go hand in hand. Where it's like, bro, you telling me what to do with all this money when I have it.
Right.
All right, cool. I'ma throw some, but what about the other, 40%? Can somebody tell me what to do with that?
Right. Nah, and here's the thing too, is like, we as a community, we put like rap and entertainment, football, basketball, all these things are entertainment, we put it at such a high level.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Instead of like, the scholars, the electricians, the doctors, you know what I mean? The lawyers, the plumbers, you know what I'm saying? These are the people that's really, really important in our community. And, yo, we don't really big them up like that, you know what I mean? And it's almost like, it's weird, too, because you almost got to do a little bit of, like, entertainment, kind of like, hey, watch me, guys. I'm over here teaching some positive stuff. You know what I'm saying? Over here doing, I ain't doing the you know what I'm saying? Even though we could do that and have fun with it, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But it's not like the highlight of it. You know what I'm saying? Like, you come in here, you're going to get educated. You're going to learn. You know what I mean? You're going to learn. You know what I mean? And it's like, each one teach one. You know what I'm saying? If I didn't, there's a lot of things that I didn't know. There's a lot of things that I'm still learning, bro. You know what I mean? But I feel like, the best way to actually let that stick is to actually teach it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So that's kind of like what it is that you know, the journey that I've been on. You know what I mean?
And that's an important journey, bro. And I commend you for that because it's hard. You know what I mean? That's the road less traveled, so to speak. Especially now, bro. Yeah. Who's going to take information from somebody that they don't know? Especially, right. Like, if you don't go somewhere with a gazillion pounds of jewelry on, or, like, you're not in a fucking seersucker suit.
Right.
Nobody, like, really, you know what I mean? You might look like me. I might know you. I might know that you're a smart and astute individual, but if it's not working, and me and him were just kind of sort of talking about this before you walked in, it's like, if it don't look like it's working for you, you might not gain an audience, or people might not be like privy to give you that ear.
Right.
You know what I mean?
So well, like, the thing is too, is the fact that like, yo, we're looking up to like our young folks, we glorify like rappers.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? We glorify them. You know what I mean? We put them such on a high pedestal. So if you're coming in there, you almost got to come in there like on some rock star status.
Basically,
you know what I'm saying? Yeah. For anybody to be like, yo, who is he? You know what I mean? Luckily for me, like, I'm kind of tall and, you know, I'm somewhat animated. I can, you know what I mean? So I'm going to get your attention. Yeah. You know what I mean? But also it's like, once I get it, what are you going to do with it? You know what I mean? A lot of time people get the attention of the masses, right? Because that's what we're on. We're on social media. We're looking for, you know, not genuinely looking for it, but we in it for the attention.
Yeah.
Now, once you get the attention, what are you going to do with the people? You know what I'm saying? Are you going to lead them astray? Or are you going to, like, help them find their way?
Right.
You know what I mean? Towards their higher self. You know what I'm saying?
Dude, that was a bar. That was a bar.
You know what I mean? Like,
I'm not going to lie to you. That was a bar.
So it's a lot, bro. It's just us having, you know, doing this right here. Yeah. You doing what it is that you're doing. You know what I'm saying? It's like, it's a bigger purpose for it, bro. You know what I mean? Like somebody, and that's the beauty of like the internet.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like there's somebody for everybody. You know what I mean? Yeah. There's an audience for what it is that you're doing. It is audience for what it is that I'm doing. There's an audience for it. You know what I mean? Yeah. And it's just all about being persistent and consistent, just riding that wave, bro. You know, just riding that wave, not giving up. You know, and yeah. You know?
So in the finance game,
yeah, like,
I'm gonna try to keep it there. Where do you think people oftentimes like lack? Like, what's the most commonly faced problem that you've noticed?
Yo, number one is like just the basic, bro. You know what I mean? Like a lot of times people don't have like just income protection or the proper income protection.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And they thinking like, yo, like I'm going to use my insurance to grow my money. Like, no, that's the dumbest shit ever. Like insurance should just be insurance just in case some shit happens. You know what I'm saying? It's just there, just in case. You don't use it to grow your wealth.
Right.
You use investments to grow your wealth.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And that sometimes is like, yo, people really buy these things. And believe it or not, right, like Congress was actually going to pass a law where there's certain insurance that you couldn't buy. You know what I'm saying? There's because it's such like a... it's a trap. People are dealing with insurance, you're dealing with the mafia. Like, people don't really know that. Like, that's what that shit is. You know what I'm saying? It's major, you know?
Like, loan shark.
Yeah, so there's a lot of people, there's a lot of policies out there that's just not right for the people.
Yeah.
And if you don't sit down and you actually know what it is that you're doing, you're breaking the policy down, you're reading it, and you're like, damn, these people got me. You know what I'm saying? And they getting you, and they consistently getting you, and you don't really know. And sometimes, you know, you try to tell people, but for whatever reason, they, you know, they don't listen. What can I do? You know, my job is to just show you that, yo, this right here, this is not right. This is what's going to happen to you. God forbid if something does happen. Yeah. This is what's going to happen with your money. This is the cash value. This is where it's going. It's going to the insurance company. It's not going towards your savings. It's going to the company and the agent. You know, so a lot of times just breaking those little things down that people sometimes don't pay attention to, you know, and another thing is the fact that, like, as people of color, we don't really like to study like that, yo. Like, we don't really, like, I don't know. Like, reading something is just, like, we don't really read. You know what I mean? Like, and I could say for myself, like, I was not an avid reader. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? But I had to be. I have to be now.
That's, and I can kind of, I don't want to attribute it to a generational thing, but I can kind of say it's a generational thing, bro. Because, like, older folks, they read because they kind of sort of had to, and that's all they really knew, mm-hmm. right? But now we get everything so damn instantly, bro. Our fun is instantly. Like, right. we can be entertained through YouTube. We can play video games on our phone. We can do all that, and that shit is so instant, bro.
Yeah.
Where it's like, reading? Fuck all that.
Right.
Whatever I'm supposed to read is going to come to me in a little video caption. Somebody's going to say it.
Yeah.
Somebody's going to say it to me, or I can mute that bitch, and the little caption is going to be brief enough where I'm reading for 10 seconds at a time, if that.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. True. So it's like we're so obsessed with, like, everything so damn instant, bro. Where it's like, you reading? Eh, you got a video package you can send me, bro?
Yeah, but also you gotta think about our counterparts, bro. Right? Mm-hmm. Our counterparts, you know, they out there, they're reading at least 20 to 25 pages a day. You know what I'm saying? Every day they're constantly reading. Yo, our Black boys. Yo, they reading at a very low level.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And without being able to read, the studies show that you're more likely going to go in and do some dumb shit.
Yes.
You know 1,000%. What I'm saying? You're going to do some dumb shit, 1,000%. You know? So it's like just, honestly, I look at it as like making it cool to read. You know what I mean? Putting the people that's out there like, yo, this dude's, he's cool. He looks swaggy. You know what I'm saying? And he's reading. He knows his knowledge. He's smart as heck.
Yeah.
He knows what's popping. And you get close to him, he'll bust you in the mouth. Like, yo, you get disrespectful. You know what I'm saying? He ain't awesome.
That's true.
You know what I mean? True. So it's like, it's one of those. It's like, yo, what are we as a community? What are we, like, highlighting, yo? You know what I'm saying? So what are we highlighting? You know? So it's more about, like
in the 90s, you're right, though. You're 100% right.
Yeah, you know?
In the 90s, bro, like, the movie with damn Omar Epps and Tyra Banks, they was in college, bro.
Yeah.
With Ice Cube and all them. They was
in
college.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. What's the name of that movie?
Higher Learning,
yeah.
They was in a college campus, bro. Like, a lot of that shit was based around, like, college stuff. A different world was different in world. College.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, they was really showing that part of, like, life, bro. Now it's like, you get to college, it's like, oh, the bitches is fucking that.
Yeah.
Now, for real, that now when they show college on TV, like, shit, the bitches is fucking.
Yeah.
The parties is here. We doing this. We doing that. There's the white people and other people are bugging the fuck out.
Right.
Yeah. They don't show, like, no parts of the educational parts of college where it's like, oh, this college athlete is failing off. Now he has to rework his whole character.
Right.
You know what I mean? So
yeah.
Exactly what you said is what we're highlighting, bro. Unfortunately.
Yeah.
Unfortunately. And it's like, the more,
the thing is, it's just about having a balance, bro. There's nothing wrong with, like, you know, it's nothing wrong with it. It's just balance. A lot of times it's more like, yo, this is, it's like, it's that's all that we know as in our community, yo, just basketball, football.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's it. We don't know nothing else. Rapping. You can't do nothing else. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's it, you know? But yet, when you go out there, there's some brothers in our community that's doing some fly shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, playing the violin, doing podcasts.
Man.
Learning, teaching, swagging. I met this brother, yo. I went to this, you know, the people that conducts the orchestra.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Him. He was doing a joint over. He was conducting it for Rick Ross.
That's fine.
Actually, you know what I mean? Rick Ross was. It was some show that I went to what's that joint called? In New York. No, it was in New York. Damn, I forgot about. No, it wasn't at the Garden. It was Carnegie Hall.
Okay, I've heard of
it. You know what I mean? In New York, you know, and his brother was, he was a brother, you know what I mean? Conducting the whole orchestra, you know what I mean? Fly shit too. And he should, and how he was interacting with the, with Ross, and he, when he was on stage, ridiculous. Had the whole joint, the shit was fly, you know what I mean? Man. Super fly joint. But I'm saying this to say that, like, you know, like, our community, we do so much. You know what I'm saying? But this is the only thing that a lot of people focus on.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So that's one of the problems. You know what I'm saying?
It's a big problem.
Just evening it out. You know?
I hate to sound like the old head. I hate to sound like the old head, but it's like, damn.
What's wrong with being an old head?
Nothing, bro. I'm starting to embrace it. That's shit just letting me know, like, bro, shit. Like, anybody killed me, bro. I'm glad to be here.
For real. You got wisdom, dog. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, you wise, bro. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? You can see a little dude doing some dumb shit. You'd be like, nah, chill. Don't do that, bro. Watch out for that right there. And that's all you could do is be like, yo, watch out for that. Now, if he listens, great. If he don't, you did your job. You know what I'm saying? You did your job.
Yeah.
So, like, I like being an old head.
I'm starting to embrace it. Yeah. I'm really starting to embrace it. But it's like, now that I'm starting to actually, like, see what it is, it's like, bro, wait a minute. Hold on a second. Like, I'm not saying we're led astray, but we're definitely misguided.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, we're not led astray. Like, yeah, have you fun doing what you want to do, but like,
we're led astray, but we definitely misguided.
Yeah, man. Like, because who's telling you the right thing?
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Like, and I don't want to knock anybody. I love everybody's individuality now, and everybody's individualism. I feel like everybody has the freedom, to live, love, and be who and how the fuck they want to be.
Right.
But there's just certain things that I don't agree with. Like, there's this kid in college, hell of a basketball player from what I've seen.
Mm-hmm.
Pardon me.
Mm-hmm.
But now that they're getting this this NIL money, this brother just got a damn, like, beauty supply deal, all because he paints his nails.
Really?
Yeah. And it's like,
yeah.
Now, cool that you play basketball and you're going to be a highlight for some kid who, you know, just thinks that's cool. Like, there's going to be a kid who's in his crib that paints his nails that really thinks that's cool. He's not.
Yeah.
He just thinks it's cool. But then he has to go outside his house with no basketball skills. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And live like that. And somebody's going to fuck him up.
Yeah.
Because they think he's a certain way.
Yeah.
And but don't get their acceptance because he plays basketball.
So, I know some dudes, like, back in the day that did paint their nails.
I mean, they was androgynous, and they probably had a razor blade. It'll cut you.
Yeah. That is true. You know
what I mean?
Yeah, because I know some players from the Detroit area. You know what I mean? Some dudes that really they get their nails done, cuticles, all that. You know?
Yeah,
and they will. You know what I'm saying? He mess around and say some disrespectful shit. Then they'll come at you. You know, but I just think, like, even now, you know what I mean? Even, like, these college athletes, they got access towards a lot of money, you know what I'm saying? Which is cool. That's a great thing. You know what I'm saying? But everybody on that team is not getting that bread like that. You know what I'm saying? So that creates what?
Envy.
If envy, you know what I mean? Like, if you're the only one, right? You're on a college campus. We all on the same team. And you're getting bread, and I'm still on my Pell Grant college scholarship, and I'm over here trying to get something from Wendy's late nights. You pulling up in the range. You pulling up in the Wraith. You're like, yo, dog, what the heck? You know what I'm saying? Spend like
some buckets, nigga.
Yo.
That's all I really have to say to you. Score some buckets, nigga.
Score some buckets.
Hey.
You know, like, yo, that creates so much, like, animosity and tension in the locker room. You know what I mean? Like, yo, that's, I don't know, you know, unless if everybody's eating, everybody not on the team is not eating off them NIL deals.
Nah, not at all. But tough break, nigga. Unfortunately. You know what I mean? But it's, I just think, like, bro, we get so much money as a community, bro. And it's like, I don't know, man. We're misguided to the point where, like, there's no black comeuppance. Like, there's never been, like, any niggas had a black president, but, like, bro, there's no black comeuppance. Like, I was thinking about this, and I'm sorry, Sean. I fuck with you, bro. Love you to death, my G. You know what I mean? Love you to death. I wouldn't trade you for the world. For real. He's a solid engineer guy. But, like, before motherfucking desegregation, black people had their own stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And everything was, I don't want to say fine, because it wasn't, but, like, he gave us stuff that was like, oh, you want inclusion?
Right.
Cool. Give us everything.
Right, right. Yeah.
Yeah, you can come here, but you can't come here.
Yeah. Nah, you're right, bro. You're absolutely right.
You know,
yo, like, there was, we talk about, like, you know, the Tulsa, Oklahoma. We talk about the Black Wall Street. Yo, there was before, you know, that's kind of like what's made it a little bit famous, but there was several, you know, communities of color that was progressing, you know what I mean?
Some of them
was,
even lakes now.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, they was killing it, bro. You know what I mean? And here's the thing, right? It's like, we don't, back in those days, people needed each other to survive, bro.
Yeah.
We needed each other, you know? Like,
now we feel like we don't.
We don't. We don't really. But I mean, we do.
I think don't, the way but we do.
We don't, but we do. Exactly. You know? We don't, but we do, because there's a lot of, there's a lot that you could do on your own.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But if you really want to get bigger, right, you have to utilize each other. You're going to have to play. There's the most important grade I think a student could ever have, yo, is like play well with others, yo.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Playing well. A lot of folks don't really know how to, you know, just play well.
I touched on what I just... All right, thank you. We got about 5 minutes.
Yeah.
I touched on what I touched on to say, bruh, if shit goes bad with the government or fucking inflation just runs us into the ground as a people, we back to where we was then, ultimately. Mm-hmm. So, like, since we have so much advancements to where we have it, where we got a couple of niggas in the door, shouldn't we?
Yeah.
While we have that, we better, like I said, get the proper guidance, learn the proper things to do with their bread. Where it's like, hey, if it ever comes down to where it's everybody for themselves again,
yeah,
we got a community where the people that's already in the door is taking care of that community.
Right, right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, that's all. Like, that's really what I, like, been thinking about. I was like, bro, like, if shit ever goes bad, where it's a race war again or some shit like that, like, We've came a long way as a people.
Right.
We got some people in some prominent places. We got to make sure their voices is heard, or we have a space or something that they really making sure they taking care of.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, if there's a Black Wall Street, we got to make sure we have every person that we have.
Right.
In them places to be like, nah, that little part of my people, nah, we fighting for that.
Absolutely. So, but also to kind of piggyback on what you're saying too, is the fact that, yo, we have to make sure that, you know, we're in position to take those spots,
mm-hmm.
dealing with education,
mm-hmm.
food,
mm-hmm.
entertainment, banking, what else? Government, policing, you know. All of those tiers. I think Dr. Claude Anderson had mentioned that, you know what I mean, in his book, you know, just being able to being able to govern those positions. Right. You know what I mean? Security.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, let's say, God forbid, if supermarkets close down,
mm-hmm.
right? How are we gonna get our food? Do we know how to like fish? Do we know how to like skin a chicken?
Guarantee you, if you go on TikTok right now, there's somebody that looks like you or somebody that looks incredibly like me with their socks off in the field doing all that shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, of course, we do, but do we? Like you're saying. You know what I mean?
You need somebody that's teaching that. You know what I'm saying? For sure. I don't know if I know how to skin a chicken like that. Catch the chicken. You know,
there's a lot of shit that we just not willing to do. But there's a motherfucker on the internet that'll go,
Boom. Early.
You know what I mean? But yeah, man, I appreciate you coming through, Jay, man.
Thank you for having me, bro.
This was great. This was smooth, bro. I'm not gonna lie. You made me get into my little journalist bag.
Yeah.
I was really thinking about like doctoring up my journalism. So I'm about to have some notes and paper shit coming soon. Y'all gonna hear that. Yeah, it's been another episode though. Everybody got a podcast, man. Live from the Mixed Loft. Talk to me, Jay, my man. Blueprint Images on the cam. Dave ain't here this week, but it's all good. I called him Dave. That's weird. It's my fault, David. My fault, my nigga. My fault, bro. That was weird. My fault, my nigga. That's all I can really say. That's all I got for you, bro. But yeah, man. It's another episode. Everybody got a podcast, man. Thank y'all for coming out. Got a podcast. Everybody got a podcast.